Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're in Revelation chapter 19. And what did you think about what we read there in the previous episode? We read a couple of verses out of this chapter and then went over to Isaiah 63 to see what was meant here from Revelation about his robe dipped in blood. So we're going to read a couple more verses here, and I think we may go back to that 63rd chapter later, maybe not today, but later, because there's a lot being said here that is the fulfillment of what was prophesied by the prophets of old. So here's Revelation 19, verse 11 again. "And I saw heaven opened," that's John, "and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and wages war." Now, folks, don't lose sight of the important things in the midst of all this, okay? Particularly when you're looking at Revelation and you're looking at prophetic things within the Scriptures, like, well, what does this mean? What does that mean? You know, we get so distracted because we want a timeline. We want a genealogy. We want to be able to explain everything. And we lose sight of just the wonder of the overt truth. Okay? The one who's on this white horse, which by the time you read these verses, you realize it's the Lord Jesus Christ. The one that's on this white horse is faithful. Don't forget that. The Lord is faithful. So in the midst of everything that we're seeing here in the Revelation, everything that we see within the Scripture, particularly in the midst of the things that I don't quite understand and I don't know what they mean, and I've sort of got it in my mind, what is this about? That's a good thing. If it's sort of there dwelling in your mind, perhaps the Lord wants us to dig into it. And if he wants us to dig into it, that means that he desires for us to know. But remember, it's the glory of God to hide the matter, and it's the glory of us to seek the matter out. That's a proverb somewhere. And so anyway, don't lose sight of this. The Lord is faithful in the midst of all of it and true. There is no lie within him. Okay, so he's not trying to be deceptive if there's something there that we don't understand. He's not trying to be confusing to us. He's not trying to do all this kind of stuff. No, he's faithful and he's true and he judges. How does he judge? He judges righteously. So, boy, if we just hang on those three things right there, guys, that he's faithful, that he's true, and he's righteous. Then when we see all these other things, we can go, yeah, okay, I may not understand this. I may understand this. I may not like this. But I see what's happening, and I know that he's righteous. I know that he judges righteously. I know he's faithful. I know he's true. And I know he wages war. That's a biggie, right? A lot of times people say, well, God would never do anything like this or like that. No, he is going to bring forth the day of the Lord, the judgment of God upon Satan and his minions and unbelieving mankind. Now, verse 12, we see that his eyes are a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has a name written on him, which no one knows except himself. He is clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. That his name is called the Word of God is right out of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1, okay, and following. We saw previously from Isaiah 63 what it means that his robe is dipped in blood. He's going forth in battle. Well, verse 14 of Revelation 19 gives us more insight. Listen to this. "And the armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, were following him on white horses." So here he comes on a white horse. And people say, well, what does that mean? Well, yeah, the color of the horses are important, particularly when we saw the first four seals, right? You had red horse, you had pale horses, you had dark horses, things like that. On the white horse, what does it mean? Well, when you see righteousness, holiness, purity, you see that in the fine linen, literally right here is mentioned. We've seen it earlier with the martyred saints underneath the altar with the opening of the fifth seal, I believe. You see this. So it's a sign of purity, a sign of holiness, a sign of righteousness. He's riding one, and then the armies which are in heaven, they're clothed in fine linen, pictures of purity, white and clean, victorious, and they're following him on white horses. Now, immediately, what's the first thing that crosses people's mind? Either it's going to be a question or it's going to be a declarative statement related to that question. It's going to be, are we in those armies? Because, you know, we're holy. We're going to be righteous. We're going, yeah, we are. Yeah, actually see that. Yeah, we are. Are we part of this army right here? I don't know yet. Okay, I don't know. In my upbringing, my background, oh, yeah, they said, we're coming with the Lord. We're going to go to battle with him. We're going to do this. Yeah, but remember what we read yesterday in previous episode in Isaiah 63. It talked about how the Lord looked for somebody to go with him when there's no one to be found. And it's talking about those on earth, yeah. But what does that mean? You know, and I'm not sure yet. We'll read that later on again. But for right now, don't get locked into this thing that, oh, the army's right here. This is us. No, it just says the armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, were following him on white horses. So what do we see from this? Well, we see that there's armies which are in heaven, and they're following this one right here, okay? They're following the one with the diadem, the following one with the flaming eyes, the one who's faithful and true and who judges in righteousness. And then verse 15 says this, from his mouth comes a sharp sword, so that with it, the sword, he may strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron, and he treads the winepress of the fierce wrath of God the Almighty. Literally, the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who treads the winepress. Very vivid picture right there. Of the fierce wrath of God. It literally means this, the wine press of the wine of the wrath of God's anger. I mean, that's what it literally means, okay? That Jesus is the one who does that. Every time I read a passage that has wine press in it, I'm going to reveal my age here, I think back to the old I Love Lucy episode. And if you've never seen this, you need to find it. You can find it online. The I Love Lucy episode where she and her friend Ethel are in a wine press, and it's where they're stomping it out with their feet. It is one of the funniest things you'll ever see in your life. But that's what how they used to press out the juice out of the grape, is to walk on it, to step on it. And that's the picture right here, that the Lord is the one who treads the wine press of the fierce wrath of God Almighty. God is going to press out all that he has in his wrath that he's pouring out upon Satan and unbelieving mankind. Now, it said here that he will rule them with a rod of iron. And people go, well, we're going to be ruling and reigning with the Lord, aren't we? So this must be us. Don't jump to that. Yeah, it does say that. But it says this, from his mouth comes a sharp sword, okay? He's going to strike down the nations. And then it says, and he will rule them. That rule them is literally the word shepherd. Shepherd. You know, all too often when we see rule, we're thinking, okay, he's ruling with a rod of iron, but we're thinking the dictator. We're thinking this kind of thing. No, it's a form of the word poimen, where we get the word pastor. Okay, the same thing. That he's going to tend to, he's going to shepherd these nations with a rod of iron after he strikes them down. So apparently he's not striking them down to annihilation, to elimination. He's doing something else. But he's going to tread the winepress of the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty. Yeah, there's a lot to be gleaned here, a lot to be thought about. So go back and review this, chapter 19. Go read it. We're up to verse 15. Just see what the Lord says to you. We'll press on in the next episode. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.